Hello, everybody, and welcome to the All Sports Best Podcast. I'm Trey Gonzalez, here with a very special guest, and his name is Oliver Wellington. Oliver, how are you doing today?
Good. And you?
I'm doing well, thank you very much. And the reason we're doing this, this podcast, this interview, is because your company has made it a lot easier for my company to, promote some of the interviews and podcasts that we've done. So it's made it a huge help. And I'm glad you were able to get on today. So thank you for that.
Yeah, no, thanks. It's great to hear. And I appreciate you reaching out. So yeah, Spearman is the company. We have a product called Headliner. And that is Spearman. The website is SPAREMIN.com. You can find all the info there. But basically, we have a tool that makes it super easy to take any clip of audio and turn it into a video for social media. You can basically just add in a moving waveform, as many pictures as you want. It'll automatically transcribe the audio and then add captions that you can kind of style however you want or adjust. So far, you know, we have thousands and thousands of podcasters and radio producers using it, making around 10,000, actually a little over 10,000 videos a month right now. And this has all kind of happened in the last 3 or 4 months. So it's been a pretty exciting 2018 for us so far.
Definitely. What role do you play in this company?
So I'm one of the founders of the company. Neil Modi is the other founder. He's like the main founder. I'm kind of like the baby founder.
Okay.
So I handle like a lot of the marketing, outreach kind of stuff, and then a lot of the back end business things, and just all the nitty gritty things.
So
that,
what
a startup needs to do.
Absolutely. So what I've actually done is I've found out that you guys are developing your product constantly, and it's made it a lot easier for me. At first, it was really cool. And then now it's even cooler, which is crazy, adding captions and being able to record that on its own. I don't have to really go back and change things very much. But you guys are continuing to develop, and I was wondering what kind of moves you guys are making now.
Cool. So the thing that's coming out real soon, actually, like this month, is going to be we're going to support video. Right now, you might notice that you can do still images with different effects, but we're going to bring in the ability to do true video. So I think that's going to be a huge thing. And then we're also going to support longer episode times and clipping them right from within the tool. And then the thing that I really want to work on, but I'm not sure when we're going to get to it, but hopefully in April or May, is the ability to output all the different social media sizes from a single work area. So you just make one video and it'll kind of output into all the sizes you need for Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, whatever it is you want to publish to.
Very cool. And what is your connection with YouTube? Are you guys in that realm yet, or is that kind of something you're working on?
Oh, yeah, sure. It can definitely go to YouTube and Vimeo as well. I just didn't mention that for some reason. I must have forgotten.
Oh, no, you're good.
But, yeah.
Where is your company located?
We're in New York City. We're at just like a lot of companies, we're at a WeWork in Midtown Manhattan.
Wow, so very cool. Okay, that's neat. Is everybody located there, or do you guys kind of work together from different locations, or that's a central thing?
So we actually, the main kind of office we have, at the main office we have the two, myself and Neil, and then three engineers, and, you know, a couple contractors. And then we have one other engineer, a full-time engineer, who works out of Seattle.
Okay,
so we have kind of delved into the remote thing, and it's actually worked out really well.
I've got to know what other big companies you guys have been able to work with. I'm sure you know who uses your software, and you know, or at least give or take, right?
Yeah, sure. So I mean, some of the larger users on our platform are SiriusXM uses it for tons of their stuff. Other podcasts you might have heard of, like the Tim Ferriss's podcast uses it, Reid Hoffman's podcast.
Wow.
A lot of the podcast networks like Radiotopia uses it. Let me think. Midroll and Earwolf, they use it. Pretty much. I mean, at this point, and then we have, you know, about like 15 public radio stations use it. And then, you know, it's all over the world, too. So we have a bunch of users in Germany, the UK, Australia. So it's kind of starting to grow. And actually, every day we are logging in to just see who's signed up. And every day it's like a new well-known person. So it's been pretty exciting.
That's awesome. And the way that I found out about your company was actually through word of mouth. I saw somebody else's video and I just messaged them, had no idea who they were. And they just said, yeah, you got to check out this website. And that's how I got hooked on it. And I've actually told three or four other people about it. So that's pretty neat. Have you been able to meet?
Oh, awesome.
Have you been able to meet any of these celebrities or any of these big time hosts, podcasts, anything like that?
Oh, no, I haven't. No, I don't think so. No, okay. I think like a lot of the hosts that are really big, like I'll interface with their producers and stuff, but I haven't really talked to anyone famous.
Okay, I got you.
Sorry.
No, you're totally fine. This product is obviously booming, and we're talking about how it's been able to help people quite often now, and especially with podcasts and things like that. Are you guys looking to monetize the app itself or the software?
Yeah, I mean, we have to make money at some point. Right now, we're kind of, we're trying to figure out a way, because we really like how the audio communities use it, and we want to figure out a way to actually hopefully figure out a way that we can help people make money by making these videos.
Okay.
And we're kind of working on that, but as you might imagine, there's a lot of different moving parts to that, but we might move over to like kind of a model where people would pay some small amount, but we're going to also, like, if we do that, we're going to keep it totally free to make the audiograms where you like upload your own stuff. And, you know, if you upload your own images and videos and then put the waveform on and all that stuff, like, that'll be free. So,
okay. So there's, like, little things that you guys will implement and stuff like that.
Yeah, like, you know, like, potentially, like, bringing in, like, other content partners and stuff like that. But we're, like, still kind of in growth mode, and we won't really probably introduce any monetization stuff for probably till next quarter, if at all.
What would you say to somebody that's listening to this podcast and maybe they don't have a podcast or maybe they don't have a radio show or something like that? How could it benefit them?
Well, if you have anything to promote, I mean, and you, if you have anything to promote at all and you're not, used to using more confusing or hard to use video editors, we're a great way to get that going. We've actually noticed a lot of venues using it lately to promote, like, I mean, even it's kind of funny, like things like parties they're having at their bar or their club. So, you know, you could, as long as you have any sort of background music or audio track, you can use it to make pretty much anything. So yeah, I mean, it's basically for, you know, it's audio first, but anyone that has something to promote can definitely get value from it.
I'm going to do somewhat of an inception off of this podcast, and I'm going to make a clip with you telling me about how I made this clip. So I'm actually looking forward to that. I want to talk about you, Oliver, as a fan. We're on a sports podcast. We can't leave out sports, right? So
right, gotta do the sports.
Exactly. Where are you from?
So I've actually lived half my life this year. Marked that I've lived half my life in New York City. But the first half of my life I grew up on Cape Cod in Massachusetts. And we were pretty big into the Patriots growing up. One of my first memories is watching them get crushed by the Bears in 1985 or 1986. I don't know what year it was, but it was bad. It was bad.
One of our writers will actually love hearing that because he's a huge Bears fan. So,
nice.
But you have actually a tighter connection to sports than a lot of people might, especially from a fan standpoint. You had season tickets growing up.
Yeah, so I think when it was, whatever, in like 1993 or something, when Bill Parcells came in, my dad got season tickets, and we stopped going to church and started going to football. So it was kind of funny how that works. But yeah, so we had those till I think 2006, so we went to all those, like, you know, during that run when they went to the three Super Bowls in the early 2000s, we went to all those playoff games.
Wow.
The Tuck Rule game. I remember that was a pretty exciting one to be in the stands for. Talking to you, I was kind of thinking about, like, what I remember most about going to these games so much, like, pretty much every other Sunday in the fall. And it was just, like, I think what highly like, because I don't, honestly, I've watched a lot of football, but I wouldn't say that I fully understand the game at a deep level, but I kind of know, like, I like the, when, you know, the excitement of when something big happens and everyone on the stands goes nuts. I mean, that's kind of like the fun part for me.
Right.
So, you know, that's fun. But, it was, you know, I probably saw a lot of things I shouldn't have seen at a tender young age, being in those football stands.
Would you mind sharing a little bit of that?
So, let me think. There was a guy that wore a penis hat once.
Wow.
And he was about, I don't know, he had to be at least 400 pounds. And he passed out and fell on someone around halftime. So that was one. You know, standard kind of things, people flashing, men and women, of course. Just like that. You know, I think there's probably a fight every other game.
There's a full-on spectrum in the Patriots fan base, right?
What's that?
There's a full spectrum in the Patriots fan base.
Yeah, and we sat in the nosebleeds. We were, like, pretty high up, which I always thought was pretty fun. But, yeah, I would say that Boston sports fans in general, and I'm from there, and I shouldn't say this, but they're not very nice. I've been to, like, Yankee Stadium, and I've been to the New York stadiums, and I'd say the Boston fans are just pretty nasty.
Wow. So did you actually switch fan bases now? Are you now a New York guy, or have you kind of stepped
home? No. Trey, no. No, I mean, I kind of may say that with a little bit of pride that the Boston fans are nasty.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Good. I don't
but
have
I do like the Giants, which kind of is hard. You know, that's a hard one to swallow considering the 2 Super Bowl losses to them. But,
yeah.
You know, what are you going to do?
We just talked about the top 20 most dominant athletes, according to ESPN, the magazine. I don't know if you saw that, but on top 20, this is kind of crazy in my opinion, but Tom Brady was 20th and Peyton Manning was actually ranked 3rd. So what do you think about that?
Well, I think ESPN is they don't like the Patriots. That's pretty much well known, but I'm not 100% convinced Tom Brady is an athlete. I think he's just a quarterback. You know, he's just, you know, he's dominant, and he's, I guess, like, I think he's, like, basically done what he's done just through working really hard and having an unnatural ability to take punishment. And I don't know if that's the kind of, like, exciting athleticism places like ESPN like to write about, but, I mean, I think Tom Brady's obviously in the top 5. I think Peyton Manning's not even on the list. So that's just me.
That's good. That's a hot take. I'm going to use that. Very cool. So what on field, I know you just told us about the fan base and it's very exciting / crazy, sloppy maybe. What was the coolest thing you saw live? One special moment that you probably say you could remember the most?
I think the most exciting moment was probably the one that came to my head the first time, which would be that snow game against the Raiders when you had the tuck rule play, but then also the Vinatieri kick to win it. I mean, that was pretty exciting.
Okay, so you've endured all elements at these games.
Oh, yeah. There was one game that I didn't go to this one, but my brother and his friends went, and my dad, it snowed so much. I think it was against the Dolphins. It snowed so much you could only get to, like, within, like, a mile of the stadium, so they got out and walked. And then they had to shovel out their own seats, which I thought was pretty funny.
Dang.
Considering how much money the Kraft family has made, they didn't pay someone to do that. But whatever, I mean, you know, it's fun. The snow games are always the best because there's a lot of snowballs, a lot of excitement. It kind of gets into this other weird territory.
Do you watch any other games other than football? And I actually was going to ask you about what jerseys you – actually, I'll ask you that first. What jerseys do you own of the Patriots?
Oh, I don't actually, I don't do the jersey thing.
Oh, okay.
But if I did, I'd probably get a Steve Grogan.
Okay, very cool. Did you go watch the Red Sox play quite often? Did you go and see the Celtics play? What other sports did you guys
hang out? Yeah, I used to go to see the Celtics every year with my cousins, which is awesome. I love basketball. I love watching it. And then the Red Sox, it's kind of weird, but once I really like the story of them when the curse of the Bambino and that they hadn't won, and just watching everyone's anticipation of that. So I actually went up for when they finally won and just kind of hung out in Boston in the madness, which was fun.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I've been to a bunch of Red Sox games. The only sport I haven't totally gotten into is hockey. I've been to, but I went to a few games in the last few years, and it's a really fun sport to see live.
Yeah, it definitely is. That's cool. I enjoy hearing all these personal experiences. They're very, very neat. You know what? We are sponsored by Kaleidoscope's Ice Cream and More, Constructors Inc., Albertson's Market, Bowen Insurance, and Fashion Eyeworks. Oliver, do you have any shout outs that you'd like to give to anybody? Just anybody at all.
Shout outs. Oh man.
Oh yeah. It's shout out time.
I guess I'd like to give I'd like to give a shout out to Yuhyun, Joe, Will, and Pratik from our tech team. They're doing a great job. And yeah, I think that's pretty much it. I mean, I could give a shout out to my wife, but you know, I'll give a shout out to my wife too. I shouldn't have said that. Jeez, I'm in trouble.
All right. Well, we'll make sure that she hears this for you. So last thing, tell us one more way that we can find your software for people that aren't using it just yet.
Sure. So you can go, you can Google Spareman, S-P-A-R-E-M-I-N. Or go to Spareman.com. We're also on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and at Spareman. And that's pretty much a good way to get started. Or if anyone has any questions, they can just shoot me an email. I'm Oliver@Spareman.com.
Thank you so much, Oliver, for being on. It was a good time. Love hearing those experiences. And maybe we can do this again. I gotta hear more about this.
Cool. Thanks. Yeah, thanks. And then Neil's actually a huge basketball fan. So.
Ooh.
Maybe you'd want to chat with him next.
Yeah, convince him. Convince him to get me to be on the show.
Sure thing. Sounds good.
All righty. Well, guys, that was Oliver Wellington of Spareman, headliner, and we appreciate him for being on, taking the time to get on the show, of course, and just kind of let us use their program that is actually probably something that you're going to see on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, and it means a lot. Guys, subscribe on YouTube. Now that we have a YouTube channel, that's a big part of what we're going to be moving into now, and podcast, of course, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Podbean. Thank you.